Talking about the bringing of a carbon of chametz on Shavuos. Right, one of the famous ideas of the Maharal is that we begin Sfiras HaOmer with a carbon that is made of barley. The carbon of Omer is a offering of Seorim, which is barley. And barley is animalistic. Barley is often used as animal food. It focuses perhaps more on the guf. And by the time we come to Shavuos, we're able to transform ourselves to bring a karban that is made out of wheat. Wheat is more refined. Wheat is considered people food as opposed to animal food. And it speaks more to the seichel of a person, to the intellect and the spirit of a person, than to the body of a person. Okay? So let's go a little bit further and try to understand, again, to what degree we're able to engage chametz. We ended off last time by saying, and more than that, chametz, which is synonymous with the Yetzer Hara, is able to be consumed on Atzeres, on Shavuos, because the Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. And the Malach HaMavis gave gifts to Moshe Rabbeinu, like we learned earlier in the Gemara and Shabbos, that even the Yetzer Hara, even the Malach HaMavis, shows a sense of subservience to Torah. Okay, so let's learn the famous Gemara in Kiddushin about the relationship. The opposite relationship of Torah and the Malach HaMavis, Torah and the Yetzer Hara. V'mesechus Kedushin v'samtem, right? V'samtem lios. So v'samtem is v'samtem. Samtem means a complete sam, a complete medicine, a complete potion, the ultimate medicine. Nimshala Torah kisam chayim. The Torah is like the potion, the elixir, the ultimate medicine of life. Mashal Adam Shehika Azbano Maka Gadola. Imagine a father who struck his son in a very hurtful way. And he placed a bandage on top of this child's wounds. Va'amrlo bini, kolzman shiratia zu al gabe hamaka. As long as you keep the bandage in its proper place, achol masha hanascha v'achotz bein bachamin bein mitzonin. Then I'm not worried about your diet affecting your wounds. I'm not worried about bathing in hot water or cold water affecting your wounds. As long as you keep it properly bandaged, I'm not worried about you getting an infection. But I'm concerned, and I'm warning you, my son, that if you remove the bandage, then God forbid it could get infected. So to Hashem says to us, Hashem says, I gave you a beautiful world. I want you to enjoy the world. There's a lot of things that can get you into trouble in the world. But as long as you have your bandage in place, as long as you're taking your medicine, maybe to say it better, your vitamins, as long as you're connected to Torah, you're going to be fine. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bini, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Ubarasi Lo Torah Tavlin. Hashem says to us, I made, my son, I made the Yetzer Hara, but I made Torah as the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. Kol Zman Sha'atem Oskim B'Torah, Ein Atem Nimsar, Biad Yetzer Hara. Right, as long as we show up to the Sunday night shiur and the Tuesday night shiur, as long as we're learning Torah, so then we have the perspective to not fall into the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar halom titav seis. Right, if you better yourself, then you'll be able to lift yourself above the Yetzer Hara. The pasuk by Cain when he was feeling down. So if you improve yourself, then Hashem says, I'll be able to bear your iniquity. You'll be able to bear your own shortcomings. But without the medicine, without the weaponry of Torah, you will be handed into his hands. Ad Kan, that is the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Why is it that the Yetzahara is not able to have any dominance over the Torah? Why is the Torah strong? Why is the Torah the medicine, the response to the Yetzahara? Because Torah sets up the Seder, the order, and the structure of all that exists. And therefore, even the Yetzer Hara is a created being. So even the Yetzer Hara is somewhat subservient to the higher order of reality, which is Torah, like we explained. The Malach HaMavis gave Moshe a gift, because even the Malach HaMavis understood, when he saw Moshe grab the Kisei HaKavod, when Moshe took center stage, the Malach HaMavis understood, wait a minute, this is where it's at. Right? Moshe, so to speak, is the inside track, and we're the outside track. The Torah is the Seder, and everything else falls into place. So even the Yetzer Hara feels a sense of subservience. All created beings are subservient to the Seder, to the order of Torah. ulafichach haTorah hi tavlin leYetzahara, and therefore the Torah is in fact the antidote to the Yetzahara. She'ein leYachol libshol haAdam ulahotzi es haAdam at sheYatzah haAdam chutz man haSeder asher roi. As long as a person continues to live within the proper Seder, the Seder that is appropriate for him, right? As long as I stay within the boundaries of what's acceptable, the Yetzirah can't get me. Because he too is bound to live within those boundaries. But as soon as I breach those boundaries and I throw off the yoke of Torah, as soon as I free myself from that Seder, so then, yeah, then I become subject to the attacks of the Yetzirah. Therefore, one of the great things about Torah, one of the remarkable milos, one of the great qualities of Torah, is that the Yetzer Hara cannot dominate Torah, that the Torah is able to dominate him. But if we didn't have the Torah, if we didn't have that bandage to protect us from the Yetzer Hara, shalo yuchal lahotzi es ha'adam chutz man ha'seder, meaning if there wasn't the possibility of removing the bandage, again, Torah is only as good as you use it. So if you take your medicine, if you study the Torah seriously, you're going to be great. If God forbid you remove that protection, so then you've stepped out of the Seder, you've removed yourself from reality in a sense, and then the Yetzirah is able to get you. But the Yetzirah would not have been created if not for the fact that he's a response to Torah, and his existence allows Torah to prove that Torah is even greater than him, greater than he. Shelo haya yachal ha'adam la'amod negdo. Because without Torah, the Yetzirah would be such a force that no one would be able to overcome the Yetzirah. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a shmira, aval ha'Torah hi shmira min ha'Yetzirah. But Hashem gave us the Torah to protect us from the Yetzirah. And therefore, how fitting it is, v'lakach biyom matan Torah, how fitting it is that on the day that we receive the Torah, we are bringing hayu meviim shtei halechem shahayu shel chavetz. We bring the carbon shtei halechem, these two loaves of bread, in addition, of course, to an animal offering, but we bring these two loaves of bread. Why chametz dafka? Why specifically chametz? Asher hayetzahara hu se'or sheve'isa, as we've explained, the yetzahara is the leavening agent in the dough. But only because there's a Torah can there be an opposing force in the form of the Yetzirah. Without the Torah, Hashem would never have created the Yetzirah, because no person could overcome him, no one could stand in his path, no one could oppose him, if not for the fact that we have the Torah. So that's what we're highlighting on Shavuos, when we have this karban, this shtei halechem, right? When we have these two loaves of wheat bread, these two isaron, right? Shtei asronim of chametz, of real chametz, of wheat, right? So we're saying that we're not afraid of what it embodies, which is the Yetzirah. Va'od mo rezeh ki ein tzarech laharchik oso im haTorah. And furthermore, it highlights the fact that we don't need to separate him, we don't need to distance him when we have the Torah. V'lakach ha-mitzvah lahakiv ha-chametz b'yo matan Torah. And therefore, we bring an offering of chametz on Yom Matan Torah. What does it mean we don't need to distance him? I mean, we still do need to distance him. The Torah does that, just that. The Torah keeps him at bay. But the truth is, what's sort of being hinted to here, and it's certainly in Sifrei Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov certainly expanded on this idea, and that is that what? That the goal is not to destroy the Yetzirah. The goal is to transform the Yetzirah. What does it mean? I made the Yetzirah and I made Torah as tavlin. What are tavlin? Tavlin are spices. Spices take the very the very plain substance and transforms it. So if I have a bowl of hot water and I put spices in it, right? I don't know if I'd call it soup yet, but it's a good start. It brings out the flavor. It brings out the inner flavor. So in a certain sense, Torah brings out the flavor of the Yetzirah. Torah doesn't just destroy, doesn't just distance the Yetzirah, keep it at bay, right? But the Torah actually has the ability to uplift and to transform the Yetzirah, and that's an even higher level. And furthermore, an interesting Gemara, again, hard to wrap your head around such a Gemara, but the Gemara says, Kol agadol mechaveiro yitzro gadol mimenu. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis says, anyone who's greater than his contemporary, than his friend, has a greater Yetzirah. As you grow, your Yetzirah grows with you. And therefore, once again, v'lakach, roi shiyu shnei lachme toda ba'atzeres chametz v'zeu ikar hatam. And therefore, since we got the Torah, which took us to a higher level, so it got us something that opposes us. Right? So opposite the awesome levels of revelation that we experience with Torah, so we have the Yetzer Hara being created simultaneously to challenge. And that's part of this Maimer Chazal. As we grow, our Yetzer Hara grows. Called a Gadol Michaveiro, Yetzer Gadol Haimeno. But we need, obviously, to understand this idea very carefully. And note, says the Maharal, the novelty of the fact that we're actually able to bring what? That we're able to bring chametz on the Mizbeach. We don't usually bring karbanos of chametz. Ki ha-yetzer hara meruchak min avodas Hashem Yizbarach. Right? Usually the goal is to what? Is to get the chametz away. On Pesach, we experience that as individuals. Collectively, the Beis HaMikdash is a place where we don't bring chametz, right? The Menachos, the Karban Mincha, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos that a Mincha offering is made of matzah. Right? Kol HaMenachos HaKrevos L'Gavim Mizbeach Matzah. All of the mincha offerings are more like matzah than they are like chametz. So what a novelty that on Shavuos Dafka, the day we got the Torah, we're able to what? To bring chametz to the Mizbeach. Yes, that's exactly the point. Because it's the day where the Yetzer Hara opposes us, and it's the day where we remind ourselves that we have the strength to overcome him. Aval biyo matan Torah. Shatorah shomeres min Yetzer Hara. On the day that we got the Torah, and the Torah itself serves as the protector against the Yetzer Hara, to the point that what? That it's not able to overpower us, to dominate us. I don't need to push the Yetzer Hara back so much because he can't start up with me as long as I'm true and loyal to Torah. And therefore, in an ironic way, you would think, the holiest day, Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah, we should stay far away from the Yetzer Hara. But the point is, no. We have the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara, dafka, because we have the Torah. And therefore, we're not afraid to offer an offering of bread, an offering of chametz. V'ktzat ramaznu l'mala, and we hinted to this a little bit above, ki Moshe heishev l'malachim, Moshe says to the malachim, why do we deserve the Torah? Because we have all these bad character traits. That's why you deserve the Torah. Moshe said to the malachim, yes, we have kinah, we have sinah, we have jealousy, we have hatred. It's all of our lowliness that again makes us, as we explained in the previous parak, worthy of Torah. Hashem wants to manifest even within that lowliness. And therefore, dafka, it's because of our human qualities, because of the chametz within ourselves, is what we're saying. Because of the chametz within ourselves, we're worthy of Torah. Lakach hayushtei halechem shel chametz. What an amazing line. The reason that we got the Torah is dafka because we have chametz among us. The fact that we have chametz in our midst is what allows us to receive the Torah. If we didn't have any chametz among us in our presence, then we wouldn't be good recipients for Torah. Torah wants to work with someone who's chametz. And that's why dafka, again, on Shavuos, ironically, we bring out the chametz. We bring an offering of chametz. Okay, let's just do a drop more. Amnam yesh od tam lama shahayushtei halechem chametz. Let's just explain one further explanation as to why, again, the shtei halechem of Shavuos were particularly made of chametz when typically a karban mincha was not chametz. Ramzu chacham chazal tell us, it's a gemara in Psachim, on daf samaches, hakol modim ba'atzeres deba'inan lachem. Again, superficially a very ironic gemara. Everyone agrees that on Atzeres, on Shavuos, you need lachem. There needs to be lachem, physical engagement. Shavuos needs physical engagement. Shavuos should be a day of all learning. It should be a fast day. And the Gemara says, why? Shehu yom shenasan Torah l'Yisrael. It's the day the Torah was given. And therefore what? We should eat cheesecake. Therefore we should indulge our bodies? I don't understand. What's the connection between lachem, serving the body, engaging in the pleasures of human existence on a day that is the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Zeki hayom hazeh tachtonim hem ikar b'ma sheyarad Hashem yizbarach What's so special about Shavuos is that Shavuos, the rules of the engagement between us and Hashem, changed. On this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, as it were, to the Tachtonim. Hashem came to us, and He brought all of His heavenly hosts with Him. What an amazing, thing to contemplate. The typical rule, as the Maharal explains elsewhere in the Gevuras Hashem, that it's the nature of things to reach upwards. So typically, the Tachtonim, the lower ones, are turning, they reach towards the higher ones. Kamosha Ra'oi, as is appropriate. You should look to those who are above you. But remarkably, on Shavuos, it was the day that Hashem turned towards us. Hashem came down to us upon the mountain of Sinai. So therefore, dafka on this day, not despite the fact, right, that we can, dafka an adam, shabo ha-chametz, dafka a person who the chametz is in him, his humanity, his physicality is defined by the fact that there's chametz, there's yetzahara, ikar bayom zeh. So on this day we say, yes, absolutely this is the day. This is absolutely the day that we think about Kabbalah Satorah while at the same time bringing an offering of Yetzer Hara. Because yes, with Torah, that's realistic. V'hayushtayim. And not only was there one loaf of bread offered, but we call the carbon of Shavuos the Shtei Halechem. Two loaves. Again, each one an Isaron, Shnei Asronim of flour, to produce these two loaves of bread. V'imahem Shnei Kibsei Atzeres L'Zevach Shlamim. And of course, they're accompanied, as we mentioned, by an offering of sheep. But the reason that again that we're able to bring a shtei halechem, a double offering, two loaves of bread, because this is the day that two got together. This is the day that Hashem, who's all about the oneness, to acknowledge our existence, creating sort of a bond between Hashem above and below. So that's the two loaves of bread. V'lo nimsa b'chol ha-kavanos sh'mitziv borkiyim ba'atzeres. And notice, if you will, that the only karbon that is brought on behalf of the tzibur that's a shlamim, a karbon tzibur is either an ola or a chatas. The only time that a karbon tzibur is a shlamim is when? Is this. Is a tzeres, is shruas. V'nei, why is that so? How could that be? Why dafka on shruas am I bringing a karbon that again is a shlamim? Shlamim means we eat from it. Shlamim is a lashon of shalom. It's not an ola, it's not a chatas. There's some type of what? Some type of treaty, some type of shalom that is being achieved. That namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to us. And we don't find this by any other shalmei tzibor. We don't find the notion of shalmei tzibor, of bringing a collective karbon shlamim, other than Shavuos. It's the only time. And the reason is, v'zeh mipnei ki yom hazeh yesh shalom v'chibur le'alyonim v'tachtonim. Because this is the day that Shemayim and Aretz got together. The day of chibur between the alyonim and the tachtonim. V'yeved Hashem al har Sinai. Hashem, who's the ultimate one, acknowledged us as His two. V'yesh achila l'mizbeach v'zeh l'gavoa. And that's exactly what a karbon shlamim is. Part of it is burnt on the mizbeach, representing, so to speak, the component, the part of it that is eaten, in quotations, by Hashem. And then it's also eaten by people. So again, it represents the ability to sit at the table with Hashem, to be one with Hashem. Ki bayom hazeh ba'inan lachem, because on this day, to show just how true Torah is to physical reality, we engage in physicality, we need lachem, physical enjoyment, eating, drinking, etc. on Shavuos, not just learning all day. Uperushim harishonim berurim. And the other explanations that I gave you earlier, again, are also true. So, he summarizes here in the footnote, he says the Maharal in total really gave us, I guess, four reasons, with some overlap, but four reasons why we're able to bring a karban of chametz on Shavuos. Either because Mitzara Torah Nimse Yetzahara, right? Because of Torah, we're able to have a Yetzirah. If not for Torah, there couldn't be a Yetzirah, right? It's the antidote. Or B, because Koach HaTorah Magen Mipnei Yetzirah, right? The Torah serves, not only does the Torah justify Yetzirah, but the Torah serves to protect us from Yetzirah. Again, Chametz being synonymous with Yetzirah. Or the Torah Ma'alasa Shal Torah Gorim La'asasas HaYetzir, or the greatness of Torah brings on the opposition of the Yetzer, because that's the rule, that's the klal from the Gemara in Sukkah, that the greater you are, the greater the opposition has to be, and that's Hashem's precise way of balancing the world. Or lastly, because Atzeres Shavuos requires lachem, it requires physical engagement. And again, Chametz represents that world of physicality. The part of us that makes us human, right? Like he said, Sha'odam Shabo HaChametz, a person who is the one who has chametz within, Ikar Bayom Hazeh. It's an opportunity for us to show that with Torah, we're not afraid of Yetzirah, we're not afraid of chametz, we're not limited by our physical existence and our humanity, but we're able to live L'malam Minateva. Right? It's an amazing thing to think about. All hinted to in just the shift from the barley offering of the beginning of Sirah, to the wheat offering, the Chametz Dikah wheat offering at the end of Surah. Okay? All right, we'll stop here for tonight.